As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Reading Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Reading Kia. ReadingKia.com. Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We are on the verge of historic gains in New York. In Florida, we gained 4 seats alone. The American people are ready for a majority that will offer a new direction, that will put America back on track. It is clear that we are going to take the House back. When you wake up tomorrow, we will be in the majority and Nancy Pelosi will be in the minority.
That's true. That is true, but it that's not near the party he was hoping for. I suppose we could balance it. This was Mark Thiessen, who was on Fox last night. He's a conservative columnist for the Washington Post.
The Republican Party needs to do a really deep introspection look in the mirror right now, because this is an absolute disaster for the Republican Party, and we need to turn back. We need to look at who won today. Ron DeSantis, DeWine, these governors. Kemp.
Abbott.
You know, look at these governors. This is the path to the future. At electing these radical candidates who ran far behind them has put the Republican Party in a terrible position, and voters have left and have indicted the Republican Party.
So if you don't know that guy's act, he's quite the cheerleader for the Republican Party, saying it was an utter disaster. It is historically, if you're going to look at the way out of power parties tend to perform in these midterms, it is really underwhelming. And that's with a very unpopular ancient president, the worst inflation in 40 years, crime rampant.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kevin McCarthy did everything, you know, what else are you going to do?
But well, the glass is a third full. Yeah. I mean, because the control of the House is going to really put the brakes on a lot of the Biden agenda.
Sure, and the Senate may go to the Democrats. So if they hadn't taken back the House, you could have another Build Back Better go through in the next 2 years. So it's not minor, but not even close to the way you should have performed.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a horrific night, as he said. And a couple of factors at work, and we're going to talk to the fabulous Sarah Westwood of the Washington Examiner coming up, and she's terrific at the bottom of the hour, so stay tuned if you can. But the exit polling was very different than the what would you call it? The entry polling, the pre-polling polling, which really makes you wonder if polling ought to just go away for good.
Yeah.
The things people were concerned about, Democrats were energized by the Supreme Court decision about Roe v. Wade. Turnout was very good among people who were really concerned about that. The whole, I fear for democracy because of the whole election denial conspiracy crowd, there were many more of those people than expected showed up at the poll. And through those things and the presence of Trump, frankly, it was not a referendum on Biden and inflation and crime like it should have been. It's astounding how poor a performance it was.
For the crowd that, the low information voter, you call it, but the crowd that is willing to go back and forth, you know, and the brand of kind of what does Democrat mean, what does Republican mean, that voting crowd that can sway elections.
Yeah.
Man, January 6th was rough for the Republican brand. For that crowd. Who knows how long that will stick in that crowd's heads as that's what Republicans are?
And you know, I'm glad you brought that up. And here's the difference between us and a lot of real bubble conservative shows. We want to win for reasons of principle and policy. Really, really want the country in the hands of people who embrace conservative principles. And you're not going to win by whistling zippity-doo-dah when you screw up. I mean, I was watching Fox and Fiends briefly before the show began this morning, and they had some handsome young chap in a beautifully tailored suit saying, this was actually a very good night for Republicans. The House of Representatives is going to go. Kevin McCarthy is going to be a great leader. The Republican Party is strong and getting stronger. And I was like, dude, your quarterback threw one touchdown and 15 interceptions. And you're talking about how potent your offense is.
Against a bad team.
Right.
You're hoping to be a Super Bowl contender. You played the worst team in the league and you barely won.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, who's number one in college football these days? Is it Georgia or Alabama or Tennessee? I don't even know. So let's say for the sake of the argument, it's Georgia. Georgia plays, East Bumble, you know what state, and wins by two in overtime. And you're going to chant about, we're great, we're great. Oh, my. Anyway.
That doesn't do you any good. That's your point.
Well, yeah, that doesn't do us any good. If you want to hear nothing but, oh, it's fabulous, everything's great, you know, you're not going to get it here. I'd rather understand what happens so we can do better in the future against a party that is trying to brainwash our children into becoming communists and perverts. They're trying to spend us into oblivion. They believe that the only freedom ought to be the freedom to show your willy in public. I mean, good God, we've got to win going forward.
So they haven't called the Arizona race yet. Kari Lake still in the running to win there. They haven't called, most importantly, the race in Nevada yet, where the Republican is slightly ahead, but that's for the U.S. Senate that I'm talking there. The Republicans' only path, if you don't know this, to taking the Senate is to win Nevada and Georgia at this point. It's too close to call in Nevada, but the Republican is slightly ahead. But it could come down to a runoff in Georgia, which is going to be something. The most likely outcome, according to Sarah Isger, who's a conservative, of the Dispatch, is that the Democrats end up with 51. That's the most likely outcome now. But so that would be, yeah, there's nothing you can call that other than a disaster. How do you not actually have a giant red wave take both solidly with the worst inflation in 40 years and the worst crime since the 70s?
And a terribly unpopular president.
Not a joke.
Georgia was an unlosable Senate seat if you had a decent candidate. Arizona, likewise. And Kari Lake, super sharp. I'm actually kind of surprised to see she's behind. It's very, very close, but she's behind. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the Mark Kelly Blake Masters race. I had the wrong numbers in front of me. Mark Kelly is leading Blake Masters solidly, although it's just 2/3 of the vote in. The Kari Lake thing's a completely different race. But Arizona should have been a solid win. Arizona going Democrat?
So among the really interesting things coming out of this election, Ron DeSantis winning as governor in Florida, so big, dominating in precincts that Joe Biden won, is going to have quite the argument for why he should be the nominee for the Republican Party going forward. Trump smells that in the air. And last night on his 747, he told reporters, I've got some things I know that won't be very flattering about the Florida governor. I know more about him than anybody other than perhaps his wife. So he's threatening a dump of some sort of Oppo research on Ron DeSantis if he runs. I think trying to scare him out of the idea of running. I don't know if that's what his goal is.
So, conservatives, and he's a serious conservative, Ron DeSantis, have a giant victory, a glorious victory. Oh, wow, would you look at that victory? And Trump immediately goes to tearing him down? Because he wants the prize?
Also, the calculation by many is that with the results of last night, that's going to embolden a whole bunch of Republicans to run against Trump in 2024 that aren't going to be scared of it anymore. The king looks a little wounded. So, you know, go ahead and take your shot at running. So if you end up with like 17 challengers in the field, that means it'd be very difficult for any one of them to build any momentum against Trump when it's just a plurality state by state, you know, to get the nomination.
Well, go ahead if you want to finish the point.
Where a one-on-one DeSantis on Trump, I think Trump would be in real, real trouble. You got a whole bunch of people in Trump, and Trump's only got to get the biggest number in each state. Oof. I think Trump, Trump's going to be very, very hard to beat.
I don't think you're Ted Cruz, you're Marcos Rubio, you're Larry Hogan. You know, I could go down the list. I don't think they challenged DeSantis.
Oh, it's not the, do they have the guts to challenge Trump? I don't know.
Do they think it'd be do them any damn good? Now, they will because it raises your profile and you get to raise money. So they might run up against him, but they're not going to go hard at him.
Yeah, your guess is as good as anybody's, but I did see some punditry where they thought plenty of people are people aren't going to get out of the way and just say it's DeSantis gets his turn. If you're Chris Christie or the gal from South Carolina, I never can remember her name, who is the ambassador.
Nikki Haley. Yeah, I'm sure they are still going to run it up the flagpole, but I promise you, this morning they're thinking, oh, boy.
I guess the question would be, do you think Trump actually has some damaging dirt on DeSantis to unleash?
What would it? I don't know. And you know what? Honestly, I don't care. You should. I'm going to go back to check our email. We talked about this last hour, and folks, if you missed the last hour, grab it via podcast. Armstrong and Getty on Demand is what we call the radio show via podcast. Stacks and stacks and stacks of emails saying, Trump, get out of the way.
Yeah, I was just reading this tweet from a pundit you probably don't all know, Michael Brendan Daugherty, who's a conservative writer. He said, just checking the chatter on my conservative and GOP channels and more rage at Trump than I've ever seen.
Wow, interesting.
So what's going on there? I've gone through the text line. I'd say it's, you know, if there were 100 texts that I read, it's 98-2, Trump's got to get out of the way. To, you know, you rhinos are blah, 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 that sort of thing. But overwhelmingly, and, you know, this just might be people telling us what they think we want to hear or something, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so, given the sincerity and the intelligence and detail of the emails. I mean, here's one person, S, saying, this is not about Trump. Why are we talking about Trump? Et cetera, et cetera. Then he indicts the Democrats for the policies, which is great. We're talking about Trump because that is the question going forward for the conservative half of America, my friend.
Yeah,
that is
because
the question.
Yeah, I make a very good argument for talking about Trump. Up until yesterday, and maybe still, but certainly up until yesterday, mathematically, he was by far the most likely person to get the nomination to run for president against Joe Biden. And that may be different today, which is a big deal. Because he lost to Joe Biden last time. I don't know if you saw that in the news.
Yeah. Trump is the hot, toxic girlfriend who just went crazy again. It's been fun, but you have to go.
If you've ever been there with a hot girl or guy.
Let's go with the gals. Christie, the Republican Party got what they deserve, in my opinion. I had to hold my nose and vote for Trump the first time because he was the lesser of two evils. And stuck once again, having to pinch my nose for him a second time when the only other choice was Biden and the hyena. I've wanted Trump out of the way since the McCain comment I thought would sink him. I pray he gets out of the way, but he's simply too much of a narcissist. It's amazing. And, there are a couple of anti that. There's another woman. I'll chime in with another Trump's got to go vote. There are stacks of them. And the only argument against it is you guys are rhinos. It's striking. Rhinos. Do you have an argument, friend? An argument. Not a schoolyard taunt.
Well, I'm not trying to get into an argument, but those of you who believe that, is DeSantis a rhino in your world? Like, he's not a real Republican or conservative? Because his policies would say otherwise. There's plenty of time to join in. Text line 415-295-KFTC. More on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hi, Lisa Booth here for Bishop Gold Group. Well, here we go again. just when you think the stock market's recovering and everything's going back to normal, here comes another downturn. So what are you going to do? Put all your money in cryptocurrency? Yeah, right. The answer is, and has always been clear, it's gold. The company that I trust is Bishop Gold Group. Bishop Gold Group can advise you on investing in gold and gold IRAs. A gold IRA has the same tax advantages of a traditional IRA while giving you protection by owning physical gold. Now is the time to act before it's too late, and you can also get up to $5,000 in free silver with a qualified purchase. So call Bishop Gold Group today and find out how owning gold can give you control of your future and provide long-lasting financial freedom. Dial now on your phone, #250, keyword Bishop Gold. That's #250, keyword Bishop Gold, or go to bishopgoldgroup.com.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
You want to be a showstopper like The Miz? You want to be awesome? Then you'll want to have a game plan. Whether you're a champion or a bettor, you've got to be responsible. The DraftKings Sportsbook offers all the tools you need. You can set a realistic budget and bet within your means. You can set time, deposit, and wager limits so you can have a personal game plan for having fun while being responsible. I practice safe bets, and so should you. Visit DraftKings.com/responsible-gaming to learn about all these tools and more.
Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/responsible-gaming for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The California Lottery is so excited to present the gentleman behind me from Joe's Service Center with $1 million bonus check. Yeah, round of applause.
I will share it with the family, with my kids, my grandchildren. I would like to thank all the media for coming with this weather and celebrate with everybody.
What is even the deal with if you sell a winning lottery ticket, you get a chunk of money at your gas station? What's the theory on that?
It's an incentive to sell tickets.
Because otherwise you wouldn't, I guess?
I guess.
Do they make money off of each ticket? Does each dollar only go to the lottery? So I guess from that standpoint, there'd have to be a reason for you to do it. Otherwise, you're spending a lot of time selling stuff that's making you no money.
I don't know the answer to that question.
So. I literally drove by that. When I saw where the ticket was sold, I was just kind of interested. I wonder where. And then they said Southern California. I thought, well, I wonder where. And then they said Altadena. I said, I wonder where. And then I saw it. I literally drove by that place a week ago. It could have been me. I was this close to being a billionaire.
Yeah, but you didn't buy the ticket at that magical store, you fool.
I was going to a coffee shop just up the street. And, I didn't buy a ticket. And that's the biggest mistake of my life.
Hmm.
It'll haunt me the rest of my days. So, yeah, somebody won $2 billion at person. They haven't shown their face yet, right? I wouldn't either.
And wouldn't. Shouldn't. Ever. That's an incomprehensible amount of money.
It really is. This is kind of breaking news if it turns out to be true. This is from the Kyiv Independent, which is an actual news outlet. Russian troops have been ordered to leave Kherson. The Russian defense minister, Shoigu, approved the withdrawal of Russian troops from Kherson, according to Russian military command. If they've decided to pull out, is that a ruse? Is it a ploy? Is it a we're about to get surrounded and lose our military, like Mike Lyons has been telling us? But it could be a significant development.
Well, we'll keep our eye on it. Plus, looking forward to chatting with Sarah Westwood in the next segment about the electoral results. Now's a good time to give to Warrior Foundation Freedom Station. Just go to armstrongandgetty.com. It's a fabulous, fabulous cause. So when will we know some of the close races? That varies by the place. The House, the control of the House, it looks like the Republicans are going to have a majority, but not by very much. Difficult to say, by how much. So we'll just have to wait and see on that. And there are too many races to describe how long that's going to take.
And it shouldn't be close like this.
No. Wisconsin, we should probably know today, early-ish, that Ron Johnson has won. At the other end of the spectrum, though, is Georgia, which seems unlikely to be resolved before a December 6th runoff election. Warnock, the Democrat, is very, very close to 50%, but the numbers crunchers say he's probably not going to get there.
So if nobody gets to 50% in that state, their laws are you do a runoff, and it's Herschel Walker with Trump playing a big role probably in the next month in backing his hand-picked candidate.
In Nevada, very, very close. Republican leads the Democrat by 2.7 points. It's unclear how long it'll take to count the rest of the ballots. And Arizona makes Nevada look easy to call. It's utterly unclear. Democrat Mark Kelly leads by 6 percentage points with many votes counted, but many not.
We're going to talk to Sarah Westwood. She's great at analysis on stuff like this. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
It's a new day. Because COVID vaccines just got a big update. So all the big stuff coming up this fall? Well, now you can say, you bet I'll be there. Because updated COVID vaccines protect against both the original COVID virus and Omicron. And everyone 5 and older can get one. So this is a moment we've all been waiting for.
Find updated COVID vaccines at vaccines.gov. We can do this. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought, and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it a 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bout it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sad.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more miles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, thank you so much. You know, over these past 4 years, we've seen major challenges for the people of our state, for the citizens of the United States, and above all, for the cause of freedom. We saw freedom in our very way of life in so many other jurisdictions in this country wither on the vine. Florida held the line.
So if you're going to take the most positive spin out of last night, you could go with, like, the New York Post's front page headline, Ron DeSantis' "The Future of the Republican Party." As Jonah Goldberg set up on CNN, representing the Republican side of things, he is the head of the Republican Party now, Ron DeSantis. I think that might be a little premature. There's an orange man from New York who has a, well, actually from Florida, who has a say in that also. If I'm going to go with the more negative spin, though, I was just watching a little Fox News coverage in the lunchroom, and their host saying, we've got the worst inflation in 40 years. We've got the worst crime in 40 years. We have the worst border ever. And the Republicans couldn't get over?
Yeah,
this is,
well
said. This is a referendum on the Republican Party, the Fox host said.
Let's chat about this and more with Sarah Westwood, an investigative reporter for the Washington Examiner, previously the White House reporter for CNN. Sarah, welcome. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
We will give you free rein over our radio show. What are your takeaways? What are your impressions from last night?
That's a lot of pressure, but thank you. You know, I think Republicans had raised expectations to an unrealistic level before the election. And I think some of the choices that the Republican campaign arms made in the run-up to the election are going to be second-guessed. I mean, if you look at, for example, the super PAC connected to House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, that group, Congressional Leadership Fund, was spending millions of dollars in districts that ultimately didn't even come close, in districts in Oregon, in Washington State, you know, big reaches for Republicans, and not shoring up the winnable districts that ended up being very close, but many of them broke for Democrats. So I think there was sort of an irrational optimism among Republicans because the landscape looked so bad for Democrats. But in the end, Joe Biden was not the polarizing figure that Donald Trump was. And so even dissatisfied voters went into the poll box and the ballot box and didn't necessarily cast a vote purely against Joe Biden. So his unpopularity wasn't the type of drag that I think a lot of analysts expected.
And of course, we answered the question of, can you be a doctor who sells fake diet pills, move to a different state and try to become a U.S. senator? So that question has finally been answered. The age-old question. Can you be a quack doctor from a different state and become a senator? He lost to a stroke victim. Good Lord.
Well, and a guy who's never held a real job. I don't, if you wanted to look at the Fetterman Oz race, Sarah, or a number of different races around the country, what about the Republican senatorial candidates?
So there's, you know, been a lot of talk about candidate quality, and I think that the Pennsylvania race is a perfect example. Dr. Oz didn't have a lot of credibility on the issues that mattered the most to voters this cycle, right? They cared about inflation. They cared about crime. And Dr. Oz was a television doctor, so he wasn't able to speak to the issues most important to voters. And that's sort of the same problem that, you know, Herschel Walker in Georgia had. Sure, he had celebrity. He had charisma. But what credibility did he really have to be talking about keeping the streets safe and keeping inflation down? Democrats have a lot of message discipline in both of those races, even though John Fetterman was an exceptionally weak candidate and he was beatable. And so was Raphael Warnock in Georgia. And, you know, you can go down the line down through House races. There were a number of other races that were winnable for Republicans, like in Virginia, the race in Northern Virginia against Abigail Spanberger and Yesley Vega. Yesley Vega had a big controversy saying something kind of like, if you remember, Todd Akin in the Missouri Senate race said about women's bodies can't get pregnant if they're raped. You know, candidates that weren't vetted, that weren't ready for prime time, were put up in these key races. And Republicans sort of thought that that would be overlooked because of concerns about the economy. And it wasn't.
OK, I have another essay type question for you. But before we get there, let's not leap past the headlines. It looks, correct me if I'm wrong, like the Republicans will take the House of Representatives. How likely is that, and by how many seats do you think?
Right now, it does look that way, but it just looks to be like a handful at this point. And the races outstanding are really, really close. So that doesn't exactly give Republicans a big mandate. And, you know, it makes it so that any vacancies that occur in the House are going to be big marquee events over the next 2 years, right? So that's going to be stressful for Washington. In the Senate, you know, there's still an outside chance that Republicans can take the Senate. The Republicans are looking really good in Nevada with Adam Laxalt running ahead of Catherine Cortez Masto. That'll be a pickup opportunity that would essentially cancel out the Fetterman win, and control of the Senate could come down once again to a Georgia runoff, which I believe would be December 6th.
Correct.
So just a few more weeks until we've learned the outcome. So all is not lost for Republicans, but conceptually, politically, it was a bad night. And even if they pull out very narrow majorities, this won't be considered a good midterm.
It definitely was not a good midterm for the Republicans. But if you're going to pick out the best thing, which I already mentioned earlier, is the Republicans have a new rock star. I mean, he was a rock star before last night, but now he's an ultra super rock star in Ron DeSantis.
And let me throw this in as well, Sarah. The email to the Armstrong and Getty Show has been running astonishingly toward Trump has to go, practically universally, which was as surprising to me and Jack as anybody. Feel free to, you know, throw that into your answer. What about DeSantis's rise?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the other huge element of this, of what these results tell us, is that Donald Trump, I think, was a drag on a number of candidates who didn't have brands independent of him, right? And or candidates who were associated very, very closely with him. For Republican candidates who were not, who were seen as independent of him, they did very well. Ron DeSantis is a great example of that. I mean, he ran up historic margins in his state, sort of solidified his position as the head of the party. I think that Trump's negative effect on the party's prospects has been something that's sort of been whispered about with more frequency in Republican circles. And I wonder if this result will make people start saying it out loud. Because at this point, what cost will Republicans have for advocating that Trump step off the stage? I mean, before there was a fear that voters would punish any Republican who said that out loud, this election is clear evidence that that's not the case. I don't think that Republicans will be punished if they start to say it's time for a new leader to emerge. So maybe some of that fear of speaking out against Trump will be removed from elected Republicans, and they can start, you know, moving the party in a direction away from him. I mean, keep in mind that, you know, the Christmas after the midterm elections, once we get through the holidays, basically the presidential race will start. And so it's time to start having those conversations now.
Well, right, including on the other side, where a lot of the belief was if the Republicans have a giant night, that gives a lot of Democrats the power to say, look, Joe Biden, you got to go. You're a drag on the party. But you can't make that argument now. So where does that leave us?
That could ultimately end up, if there's a very outside silver lining for Republicans, this gives Joe Biden the justification to stay atop his ticket. He can argue that he saved his party from a historic beating in the midterms, one that history suggested his party would endure. And
with his brilliant shuffling leadership across the country, is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Well, something he can claim, and then Republicans, conversely, can look at these results and take away from it that it's time to push Trump off the stage and usher in new leadership. And if a race could boil down to someone like Ron DeSantis running against someone like Joe Biden, that could put Republicans in a position to take historic amounts of power.
I think you've nailed it. The headline flip was yesterday. It was looking like Trump's going to announce he's going to be tough to beat, and the Republic and the Democrats are going to push out Biden. It might have flipped overnight. Biden's going to be the nominee. Trump's going to get pushed out.
All right, 2 points. Number one, God gets a vote on whether Joe Biden's going to run again, as does his brain. There's no freaking way it happens. I'll bet you my house, Sarah. I tell you what, what do you have of value? Anything? You got a nice ballpoint pen? You bet that pen against my house. I'll take that action. Joe Biden does not run again. Secondly, it's if you will accept that premise, it is wide open on the Democratic side because Kamala Harris doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell. So that's going to be a knife fight.
Well, I think that's definitely right. It's hard to see, though, who the natural successor is. I mean, the thing that benefits Republicans is that they have a clear natural successor to Trump, and that's Ron DeSantis. And there's near unanimity about that in the Republican Party. I don't think if Trump doesn't run that that will be a particularly close Republican primary because he's so popular. Meanwhile, the Democrats would have a bloodbath on their hands if Joe Biden decides not to run because there are so many candidates, weaker candidates, in a more wide open field. So I think in either scenario, if Joe Biden runs again, obviously Ron DeSantis would be a favorite given the dynamics in the country right now if the economy doesn't improve dramatically. But if Joe Biden does not run, I think Ron DeSantis having all that time as the heir to the throne of the Republican nomination while Democrats kill each other to see who emerges successful. And a Democratic primary always involves tacking to the left. He would have an advantage in that scenario as well.
Boy, that excites me, and my new pen excites me. I'm going to write poems with that pen. I'm going to sign checks, write personal letters. I can't wait.
I think people too casually use the term bloodbath. I mean, that's a horrific notion.
She means it metaphorically, and it made me excited. Sarah Westwood, investigative reporter of the Washington Examiner. Sarah, you are absolutely terrific. It's great to talk. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
What is the origin of the term bloodbath? Where does that come from? Were people bathing in blood for some ritualistic reason, or is that a something has gone wrong while you're taking a bath? What is?
Well, no, I just think it's a battle so horrible you're bathed in blood.
Yeah, you wouldn't think
barbaric.
You wouldn't think something that awful would catch on as just something you throw around as a metaphor,
yeah.
But.
There are all sorts of sayings like that that are, if you break them down, I mean, there's more than one way to skin a cat. What the hell are you doing, you psycho? Why did you skin that cat? I don't care how you did it. That's not the question. Why is what's bothering me?
You psycho.
Exactly. Oh, and as a guy who just finished watching The End of All Quiet on the Western Front, the new version of it, yeah, I get what a bloodbath is. Oy, what a harrowing movie. It's great, but it's not a comedy.
So we'll probably move on briefly from the election, but here's your two headlines that can both be true, right? Both can be true at the same time. With inflation and crime and a low presidential approval rating, it's a disaster the Republicans didn't easily take both chambers back.
Correct.
On the other hand, I think likely the Trump thing is over. They have a new rock star. The Republican Party is significantly stronger in terms of a presidential ticket today than it was yesterday, I think.
I believe that to be true, yes.
So both of those things can be true.
In fact, I believe it 100%, and I'm confident of that. Trump, for all of his positive qualities, was never going to grow. He was never going to win over independents.
He's old, too, which gets left out a lot.
Right.
Anyway, so we got plenty of stuff to talk about today, and we're still waiting for more results to come in. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Tired of overpaying for your cell phone bill? Switch to Consumer Cellular and save up to half on your wireless plan. Their award-winning 100% U.S.-based customer support team makes switching easy. Plus, you can keep your phone and number with no contract or activation fees. They offer unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month. You can easily add your family and friends to your plan for just $15 a month per line. Never worry about dropped calls. Consumer Cellular has the exact same coverage as the major carriers to over 99% of the nation. This is all backed by their 100% risk-free guarantee. Join the millions of others who have switched. Go to consumercellular.com/radio25. And for a limited time, get $25 off when you use promo code radio25. That's consumercellular.com/radio25. Promo code radio25.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, taking place November 18th through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
What's the ideal temperature for coffee? Very hot coffee doesn't taste as good as coffee getting closer to kind of body temperature. When coffee goes from hot to kind of enjoyably warm, it starts to taste much, much, much better. And so letting your coffee cool down a little bit before you drink it gives you a more complex, more interesting experience. Ultimately, because you as a human, you're just not very good at tasting stuff that's a long way away from body temperature.
That's interesting. So if things are too cold or too hot, you can't taste them.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true, sure, yeah.
I don't like super hot coffee. Some people do. But.
You know, I'm thinking of beer. If beer's like crazy icy cold, it's refreshing, but you can't really taste it
very well. Which is why I liked my beer super, super cold back in the day, because I was usually buying Meisterbrau or the Beast Milwaukee's best, and you got to get that really cold, or it's hard to get down.
the cheaper, the colder it needs to be.
Yeah.
At the same time, once a beer gets like warm, when a beer gets to 98.6, I'd rather be sober.
We're getting a lot of, not a lot, but some of the pushback on all the Trump talk is quit blaming Trump for the Republicans not winning, and it was the abortion ruling or TikTok Gen Z turning out big because of that and other things. It's got nothing to do with Trump. So that's an interesting angle. You could overplay the Trump's role in this whole thing card, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think those are valid points, absolutely, but it all factors in. I think if you, and there's only really one of those big factors that Republicans can deal with internally, the quality of their candidates slash Trump being portrayed as the Republican Party.
Speaking of rich guys, Elon Musk is the richest person in the world, bought Twitter. Just came across this, thought it was kind of interesting. Things Elon Musk could have bought instead of Twitter. And it's not just things, it's media outlets. So for what he paid for Twitter, $44 billion, I think is what he paid, he could have bought all of these things for Twitter. New York Times, $6 billion. Fox News, $15 billion. All of Fox News, the whole thing.
Wow.
CNN, $5 billion. Sinclair Broadcasting, which is a whole bunch of stations and outlets, $2 billion. MSNBC, $2 billion. Gannett, which is a whole bunch of newspapers, $500 million.
Daily... And this is not a list of things he could have bought individually. It's like all of these, right?
All of these, right. Added together.
Holy cow.
Daily Journal Corporation, which is a whole bunch of other newspapers. It's shocking how cheap newspapers are. And have had money left over to go to Mars if he wanted to. He could have bought all of those things, again, including the New York Times, Fox News, CNN, all pretty much the two biggest newspaper companies in America, all together for the amount that he paid for Twitter, which is pretty interesting.
I think Elon Musk fell for the same thing that a lot of Democrats have, that Twitter's the real world.
Yeah, that is some of the thought right now. I got to admit, even as me, and I'm not as bothered with a rich guy owning Twitter. In fact, I'm not bothered at all, since a rich guy owns Facebook and a rich guy owns the Washington Post and lots of other things. But if he had bought all of those things, I might have thought, I'm about one guy running all of those outlets.
Yeah, it's practically one ideology at this point. But you're right. That would be chilling. That would be disturbing.
But yeah. So Twitter more valuable than all of those added together? I don't know. And that's with this information out there, which I can't repeat enough to myself, just to remind myself, there are less than 50 million adults on Twitter total in the entire country. Then 6% of those are 75% of the tweets about politics, which means that fewer than 1% of Americans or weighing in on politics on the platform of Twitter and causing all this commotion. Less than 1%.
Let me just state it plainly. Elon Musk made a terrible, terrible mistake buying Twitter.
And then in some ways, even after making that decision, has handled it rather poorly in terms of having to fire a bunch of people and then ask them to come back like 2 days later.
Yeah, I'm sure he has people for that, but he hired those people.
Right.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, and the damage it could do to his brand in general and to Tesla's shareholders and SpaceX is so important in space travel right now. That feels fairly bulletproof to me. But, yeah, I think it may have been a terrible, terrible mistake.
Yeah. I wish he'd spend less time on Twitter and more time on figuring out how to get me a spare tire for my car that I'm waiting on.
I think it was an emotional purchase.
Emotional?
Actually. Yeah.
He's mercurial.
Which should be one of the great things about being the richest man in the world. On the other hand, I don't think he cares near as much as everybody talking about it, about whether or not he made a mistake, which would be really an awesome way to get to live. I tried that. It didn't work. Now I'm going to go try this.
Yeah, I suppose. Although the more money you have, the more you have a capacity for making really stupid buying decisions.
Right.
Although, I don't know, some people without money make stupid buying decisions, too.
Well, he's got 10 kids, and like 3 of them are babies, so he's probably not getting a lot of sleep.
Got a lot of child support payments.
Does he ever see these kids? I don't even have any idea.
Yeah. I'm not down with that.
No. If you ever miss an hour of the show, you can get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand. We've had some good hours today, too.
Armstrong and Getty. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.